Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. Our man Eddie House joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NBA. And let's stick with that. With the NBA, Rob, last night, Giannis Antetokounmpo goes berserk, scores a career high 55 points in a victory over
Did
the Washington
win? Oh,
Wizards.
I'm sorry.
Yes, they won.
That's always my question. Is the,
It's still impressive. I don't care. Devin Booker hit 70 and lost. I don't care. He still hit 70, but they did win. And Rob, this is. What we saw last night from Giannis is a part of a trend where this year there have been a ton of high-scoring games individually. Luka Doncic just went for 60 points in addition to 21 rebounds and 10 assists. I mean, it was crazy. Speaking of 70-point games, Donovan Mitchell, of course, just went for 71 in a victory over the Bulls.
For the Knicks? So, oh, I'm sorry. No, he's not on the Knicks.
Right, with the Cavs. So, yeah, I mean, and Rob G has some numbers just to kind of show exactly how historic this season is in terms of scoring. Then we'll get into the discussion.
Right, so Giannis had the big explosion yesterday. So through January 3rd, yesterday, there have been 14 players to score over 50 points. That is the third most ever through January 3rd. Mm. Not to be outdone, though, there have been 88 different players to score at least 40 points. That is by
different,
excuse me, 88 instances. I'm sorry.
I was about to say, like that.
88
that
instances.
Would be,
I'm sorry.
Crazy.
88 instances.
You got Juwan Toscano-Anderson
That's
going
right.
for 40.
Austin Reeves getting 42.
Right.
Most ever through January 3rd. And just to put it in perspective, because, you know, it sounds like a lot in historical sense. Just compared to last season, we're in a little bit of a offensive explosion the last few years anyway, right?
Right.
Last year, total 19 times over 50. We're already at 14.
Wow.
119 times over 40. So at this current pace, they're going to have over 170 times over 40 points.
Wow. Rob, what are your thoughts?
Which tells you, again, when you look at these NBA numbers, it's easier than ever to score in the NBA. Chris Broussard could have a double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds.
Think I could go for 4 points in today's NBA.
I might even get a basket if Nancy Lieberman is guarding me, okay? I might be able to. Chris, this is what we talk about, and I'm not being, hey, you kids, get off my lawn guy. Maybe I am.
Sort of.
Okay. But Chris, you got to take all these things with a grain of salt. You just do. The game has changed. The NFL with all these passing, all these quarterbacks with 5,000. It doesn't mean that they're not.
Do not compare Joe Montana's numbers to even, for Rob, a Justin Herbert.
Do not compare.
No, because you're going to be like, and it's not because they weren't as good. The rules are so different.
100%, Chris. And the same thing here in the NBA. These guys are talented players. That's why, Chris, when some of these former players or analysts act like, what's his name, J.J. Redick, and he's discounting
firemen
all the players
and plumbers.
Yeah, and plumbers and all that. And they go, look, they couldn't stop anybody now. Look how great. They're in great shape, and they have chefs, and they have masseuses, and they fly in private. You couldn't compete, and they got better sneakers and all that other stuff. But the thing he doesn't talk about, Chris, is the physicality of the game and how much easier it is to play. That doesn't mean that they're not great players, but let's not get it twisted. Where's the defense, my God? Dude, what did we say the other night? The Nets were playing the Spurs. It was 74-47 at the half. The Nets scored 91 points against the Warriors, Chris, in the first half.
Yep.
That's never happened. In the NBA, maybe a game with the Globetrotters and the Washington Generals, but in the NBA, you gave up 91 points. The Pistons went 11 games in a row without giving up 70, Chris, at one point. Hello? Is this on? For real? And you're talking about giving up 91 points in two quarters.
To illustrate your point, Rob, all 50% shooting from the floor has always been considered very good. For a guard, a perimeter guy, that's been, like, outstanding. Kobe Bryant, the great Kobe Bryant, the late great Kobe Bryant, Rob, never even shot 47% from the floor. And we know how great he was. Allen Iverson was shooting in the low 40s. I think one year was under 40. This year, Luka Doncic is shooting 51%. Kevin Durant shooting 56%.
Chris.
LeBron at age 38 shooting 51%. Steph, I'm about to call up his numbers because his numbers are ridiculous. Steph is shooting, Rob. He's averaging 30 points a game. He's shooting 50% from the floor, 43% from three. I'm going to break down what you say because I agree. I'm going to break it down a little. I'm going to give a little scientifically. And just some four facts as to why players are putting up these huge numbers. The first, Rob, is the obvious prominence of the three-point shot. Okay? Luka Doncic, 9 of his 22 shots a game are threes. Steph Curry, about half of his shots are threes. More than half are threes. That means most of your shots are not worth two or a lot of
them. They're worth three.
They're worth three. So that obviously is why teams are scoring more and players individually are scoring more. That's number one. Number two, Robin, we talked about this. Teams give you, they push you to the mid-range shot.
Shoot it. We dare
you. They think it's the worst shot in basketball. That's what coaches tell you. They want to protect the paint, no shots in the paint, and run you off the three-point line. And, Rob, we've been at games where we saw guys in the mid-range have open shots and dribble out back to the three-point line or pass it out to the three-point line rather than take the open 15-footer. But you know what? A lot of guys are still great mid-range shooters. Kevin Durant shoots 4 threes a game. And he's one of the best players in the league, obviously.
And shooting 56%.
And he is killing from mid-range. Yes. He's shooting like 62% from mid-range.
Is he really?
It's something like that. Yeah, it's crazy. And so the mid-range shots that Kevin Durant took early in his career were so much harder than now. Even when a guy, I'm not saying they won't give you a contest, right? They'll jump out and kind of contest. But ultimately, they want you to take that shot versus going into the paint at the rim or shooting a three. So they're easier. That's the second thing. Third thing, so DeMar DeRozan, another mid-range assassin, killing people there, you know? The third thing, Rob, as you said, easier to score. Don't take my and Rob's word for it. Luka Doncic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Nikola Jokic, arguably the three best players in the world, arguably. They all said, Rob, recently, remember this? We talked about it a couple months ago. They said it's easier to score in today's NBA than it is in Europe, in the EuroLeague. And that's not just when they were kids. It's compared to, you know, when they go back in the summers and play with their national teams and all of that.
Or they play internationals throughout their national teams, right.
And they said it because one reason, Rob, the floor is so spread in the NBA. The three-point line's a little further out. So, Rob, the floor is spread. Teams are running you off the three-point line. So there's four or five guys at the three-point line. And so when I beat my man, or even he pushes me away from the three, and then I get to the lane, even though teams want to protect the rim, Rob, when I get to the lane, there's two people in there. Go look at Michael Jordan's tapes. Larry Bird's, Isaiah Thomas. There were seven people in the paint when they got in there. Teammates, opponents. So that makes it
easier
at the rim.
And you would feel it, Chris. You would feel it at the rim.
Exactly. And the last reason, Rob, is that there are more one-man shows than ever. Luka, you know I love Luka. I call him Luka Legend after Larry Legend, Larry Bird. But Luka does everything, Rob. Luka, he creates his own shots and he creates everybody else's shots. And Chauncey Billups once told me, Rob, he said, this was about 10 years ago, or right after he retired, he said, look, if I dribbled up the court and dribbled the ball for 15 to 20 seconds, and then I either shot it or passed it to the guy that was going to shoot it, my numbers would be crazy too.
But they didn't play really, like Rob, that. Right, right.
It's Luka. It's Russell Westbrook. I mean, now he's not so much playing like that, but he did, you know, for most of his career. So many ball dominant guys. LeBron did that for the bulk of his career. Like, that's just, it's a style of play for a lot of these teams. And individual players now, they do everything for their team.
And that doesn't mean that we think that they can't play, Chris.
No, they're great players.
They're great players, but the way the game is played is a lot easier. And you can't defend, Chris. You can't touch anybody. It's hard. These guys are so talented. And you can't tell. We brought this up before. If Michael Jordan was playing today, Chris, how? What would they do? How would you stop him?
I think he'd average 40. And I usually hear people say that and think, he averaged 37.
Chris, he could easily, because he was shooting more threes. And he would be shooting more threes. Okay, he would become a three-point shooter because it's the game. It's not like he didn't.
There's no doubt.
Back then, they didn't take threes like that. When you needed threes, they took threes, Chris. But it wasn't like, just let me dribble off a pass half court and pull up and just shoot it. No, that's not how it was played.
No, you're right. You're right. So, again, like Rob said, the players are great. We're not taking anything away from them. And there is defense, but it's different defense. It's not as physical. Kerry Kittles, Rob, has told us several times. It's hard because defensively you have to cover more ground, right? Back in the day when most people were around the paint, you know, you were guarding, but you weren't moving as much. Or you weren't out at the three-point line as much. Even bigs sometimes have to be out there. So we're just I feel like those are the four reasons that you see this scoring outburst. Rob, I don't mind it. I mean, I'm fine with it. I do think there's an overemphasis too much on the three. I like a more mid-range play, although you do see it with some teams and the effective ones, particularly the Nets. The Warriors have always taken a good amount of mid-range. For the young boys out there, don't abandon the mid-range. You see it from the great Kevin Durant. Absolutely. How much of a living Devin Booker you can make in the mid-range. So 877-99 on Fox, we're going to throw it out to you. What are your thoughts on this scoring outburst this season? Do you like it? Why do you think it's happening? And do you think it's indicative of the players being better or worse? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the high-scoring games in the NBA.
Nate in Fresno, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Nate?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just getting off work. Nice. I think, yeah, two main things. First, guys are going to score more points when there's not guys clotheslining you and there's not enforcers out there on the basketball court, you know, like it's hockey or something.
Right.
Second of all, guys are more skilled nowadays. Guys play AAU all through elementary school, junior high, high school. There's, I mean, just more opportunity for them to get better. I feel like in 10 years, guys who watch Steph Curry their whole life might be better skilled than guys are now. You know, the game goes in an evolution. You know, Giannis is kind of the next step in that evolution. There are going to be guys like that can actually shoot a lot better here soon, unless there's major drastic rule changes. I mean, that's just, I feel like where it's headed.
But what about the defense? Would you agree, like, the defense is lax?
Oh yeah. I mean, and part of it's because of the rules, you know. Like you said, you touch somebody, you blow on somebody, and it's going to be a foul nowadays. So, I mean, that combined with the fact that you have to be able to provide on offense as a scorer. I mean, Draymond Green pushes the ball up. You have guys like that are big guys pushing the ball up, handling the ball, shooting the ball. So, yeah, you might have a liability on defense, but if you can, you know, counteract that on offense with some threes or some stretching the floor or something, I feel like they're just trading that right now.
All right, Nate, thank you. Appreciate the insight and your thoughts. Jeremy in Nashville, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jeremy?
Hey, good evening, guys. I'm with y'all on the fact it's diminished the quality of the game. You know, like, I agree with what the guy was saying about AAU and having opportunity to cultivate their skills and compete and get, you know, much more defined in their abilities and stuff like that. But that doesn't excuse the fact that the way that the league has hamstrung the rules, basically making defense a spectator sport. And I'm not impressed with people standing around watching each other score 90 points by halftime. And then when you got people making statements like Draymond Green is the Dennis Rodman of current basketball, Dennis Rodman would have drug him down the court by his hair for statements like that. And look at the ratings, guys. Numbers never lie. People lie. Numbers don't. Recently, there was one of the finals that didn't have better ratings than the NBA draft or the NFL draft. We're not even talking about a game. We're talking about the draft having better ratings than your supposed finals. And then all of those teams that played back then with the Knicks and the Pacers with Reggie Miller and Smith and all of those guys, I would love to have seen those teams that never got a ring because of Jordan step on the court with these guys. That they you know, the league is so lopsided with the talent on one side that there's no parity that makes it even interesting. I can't even watch it no more. But that's what I got to add to it. I'll talk to y'all later.
Well, there is parity. I mean, this year, the West, who knows who's going to come out of the West. And the East is tough. Like, I think there's more parity this year than I can remember in a long time.
I think even what he's saying, and I agree, even though teams didn't win, Chris, like the Pacers or the Knicks or some of these other teams, they were in the hunt. You know, like they were really like these teams that had a shot, but they had a monster in the way. Gary in Houston, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Yeah, so I think there's two things. The first thing is obviously the pace of play, because teams in the 80s scored at a really high rate without that three-point shot. And then my second thing is all these supposed great defenders, they don't really want to, like, stick to the best players and just follow them around. They're so comfortable switching off. And these players like Luka, they get all these good matchups.
No, that's fair. I mean, you're right. You rarely see, like, the two best players go at it basically for 40 minutes, Rob. Even if they play the same position.
Right. I remember writing a story in a playoff game. I think it was a playoff game, yeah. The Knicks and the 76ers. And Oakley had to guard Charles Barkley, you know. And Oakley's offensive skills-wise, you know what I mean, they're not comparable. But he made Charles earn everything. And you know what I mean? And, Chris, I remember my lead was something like Charles Barkley wanted to call 911 last night. And then his first quote was something like, I got mugged out there. You know, where are the police? Like, because that's what kind of defense you would face. You know what I mean? When a guy like that would be like, I got to play the best player, right?
And I don't think either, I don't want to see that type of physicality.
No. I'm just saying, but that's what those guys went through.
That's right. And if you're talking about, I mean, you're right. Jordan, it was just tougher to score back then.
That's all. Yeah, well, I'm not saying that that's more appeasing as far as watching or, you know, to the eye. But I'm saying you can't discount what those guys played and the defense and what went on. It's just totally not different from today.
Rob G, you had something?
Yeah, I'm just going to say we may have picked quite possibly the worst night to do this topic, considering the national game tonight is Bucks-Raptors on ESPN. It is currently 24-16 midway through the second quarter. The teams are combined to shoot 12 of 63.
Wow.
Offensive explosion.
12 of 63 and 23 pointers, correct?
26 3-pointers.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, that's the downside of the prominence of the 3-point shot.
Yep.
Right, we talked about it with the comebacks and the blown leads. I mean, unfortunately, what I don't like is some nights is just who hit the most threes.
And guys, Toronto just made a basket. They are now 4 of 36 from the field, including 0 of 13 from three.
Wow.
Big offensive explosion going on.
Was it Popovich who said, you know, in a game, Chris used to look at the stat sheet, and if you out-rebounded a team, there were certain things you look for. He said, I don't even look at those stats. He goes, you look at the 3-point shot. He says, and that.
I don't know if it was that Pop, whoever, but I've heard it.
Do you remember that?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember. Yep. I thought I read Pop's quote.
It might
was like,
be.
I go to the 3-point percentage, and most nights, the team that makes the most threes wins the game.
I think it was Pop.
It. Right? Yeah. It doesn't matter about the rebound. It doesn't matter about the assist. It doesn't matter about anything else.
Rob, not to be outdone, the Cleveland Cavaliers have 37 points just over halfway through the third quarter. They are shooting 12 of 42 from the field.
See, what is this? So because we pick
you guys are the bad juju, and now we're going to look stupid because nobody is scoring tonight.
Right. All right. We got Eddie House, NBA champion, coming up in a moment. We'll ask him about this and more, but for now...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, our next guest, an NBA champion, a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Mr. Eddie House. What's up, brother?
Brothers, Happy New Year. How y'all doing?
Yes, Happy New Year,
how are
my
you?
Man.
I'm good, man.
We were just talking, Eddie, about the scoring explosion in today's NBA. Now, you saw Giannis last night, 55. Donovan Mitchell, 71 a few days ago. Luka, a 60-20 and 10 game. I mean, the first ever in the history of the league. And here's some numbers to back all this up, Eddie. 88 times this season, someone has scored 40 points in a game. That's the most ever through January 3rd in a season in the history of the league. And 14 times a guy has gone for 50 or more points. That's the third most by January 3rd. Why do you think we're seeing so many of these high-scoring individual games?
I think the NBA has become more skilled than we've ever seen it. I think you have a number of guys that could do everything, you know, and usually it was where you look at particular positions and this is what you thought that they supposed to do. And if they don't do that, they're not playing the position well. I think it's just a lot of guys that are highly skilled that can do everything. And when you have a guy that can do everything, it's hard to guard that. I don't care
what
anybody tries to say. It's hard to guard.
What about defense? It's not the same that when you play.
Rob, it is. These guys are just the defense gets harder because it's so many skilled guys out there. You know, when you have 4-5 guys that can put the ball on the deck, that can make shots from three, that you have to account for, that you can't give over, you can't overhelp because he can knock down the shot. And then when he gets it, he can put it on the deck. It's hard to guard guys like that.
So
man.
How did
and
Boston
I mean,
do so well last year with their defense? Everybody raved about. What did they couldn't stop anybody? They stopped Kevin Durant.
Oh, but no, that's two guys, and you know that was two guys. And you see what happened in the finals? They couldn't stop Steph Curry. When it came down to it, the most skilled guy was out there, was able to win the game for them. But I just think that guys are highly skilled now. And also just the way that the rules are, it caters to scoring. I mean,
okay,
scoring
I
is
– I agree with that.
Scoring is definitely – I mean, guys are more skilled. I will say that because –
Do you
the
think
guys
they're
are
better? Because, you know, a lot of younger people this day will say today's players are just better than your day.
No, I would say I would say they're more skilled because they're taught to do everything. Where when we were coming up, and this is for y'all, because y'all not too much older than me, right? You were
Rob, whatever, Chris.
So Rob, so you saying Rob is ancient, and we okay, cool. Okay, so look, so no, real spill. This is what it is. Like when we were coming up, if you were a certain height, you had to be a point guard. Point guards are supposed to bring this to the table.
Right.
Shooting guard, bring this to the table. I think across the board, everybody's bringing everything to the table now. There is no, it's positionless basketball. And then also the fact of the way the rules are set up, they want to see high scoring games. I mean, it's appeasing to the eye. It's, you know, optically pleasing, you know.
We
saw,
but Eddie, you're a football guy too. Chris and I, we talk about all the time. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at the Joe Montana stats are horrible. Look at Dan Marino. Look at all these guys. Their numbers. All of these middle of the road quarterbacks have way better stats. But the game has changed, and the quarterback's been protected, right? And they throw the ball. We've seen Patrick Mahomes throw the ball 65 times, or what was it, Chris, 63? In a game. Yeah. In the old NFL, that might have been three games for Terry Bradshaw to throw 60
passes. No doubt.
Passes.
Oh, yeah.
That's
no
all.
Question.
No doubt. Well, I mean, you know,
but
the
you, would
of
you
the game,
say they're better, the players
I wouldn't
today?
Say
or?
That, I, no, I would just say they're more skilled because they work okay on those things. Like I said, think right about this. You telling me that you couldn't take Kevin Garnett and say if he was an 18-year-old kid coming into right now that he wouldn't have developed a three-point shot?
Right.
That he wouldn't be able to handle the basketball? No. The greats are always going to be great. It's just the era that they were in, and they were able to be great in the era that they were in. So it's the evolution of basketball, and it's that's all I'm saying.
You know what I'll say?
Everybody is skilled now.
Yeah. Yeah. This is funny, and I'm not saying that he was going to be some great player or whatever. But when Darko Milicic came to the Pistons, Larry Brown
man,
hated
Chris.
Man,
you don't knock it off with him. Come on.
No.
Well,
but
he
I'm saying,
a big perimeter player.
Perimeter shoot. That's
yeah,
all
no,
I'm saying. I'm not saying, but Larry Brown was against that basketball is what I'm saying. A big guy on the perimeter shooting threes. That's all.
Yeah, but this is the one thing. When you were the top pick, one or two top picks, you get opportunities to play yourself out the league, and that's what he did. So let's not even use him as no barometer. Let's not do that, please. Don't do that to this show, please.
I'm just
all right,
talking
Eddie,
about
let's
what,
go
the
here
way he played. That's all.
The Nets are in Chicago tonight. They're down 42-35 early in the second quarter. They've won 12 straight.
But
are
the Bulls
you, are
shooting
they
75%.
Now, in your eyes, a legitimate championship contender and maybe the favorite in the East? What do you thinking?
I don't think that they're the favorite in the East. I still think it has to go through Boston, and I'm not just saying that because I cover Boston or anything like that. I just think Boston has a deeper team. But do I think that the Nets have – do they believe in their coach? It seems like they do. Are they playing great basketball with no distractions? It looks like they are. So I always thought the Nets would be one of those teams when we looked at it. You know, coming into the thing, we always said it would be Boston, Philly, Milwaukee, and Brooklyn, and if one more, Miami, right? We might have threw Miami in there just off of cachet, right? Because you never can count Miami out. And also Cleveland. We throw Cleveland in there right now. But those are the teams that we always thought that would be knocking on the door to have a chance to play for, to represent the East. I think that, I mean, if you have Kevin Durant over there, right, he's still top-tier basketball player in this league. So when you have that, it's scary. And then you got Kyrie, top-tier basketball player in this league. To me, I still feel like they're just the middle of their defense is just not as good as it can be. And if you look at who they've been beating – They've been doing a great job, and you don't want to knock anything that they've been doing because it's hard to win in this league and put together 12 straight wins, and let alone two, right? You know, ask the Lakers. But if you look at it, what they've been doing, I think it's fantastic. I think they believe in their coach. The coach believes in the players, and that's all it takes. It takes momentum and guys just getting on the right page, man, everybody on the same page. It's not about what happens at the beginning of the season.
Yep. Last year.
It's about what happens at the end of the season. What can happen at the end of the season? And they're creating momentum. So I have to say that they are a contender, but I still don't see them coming out. I don't think that they can beat Milwaukee. I don't think that they can beat the Celtics when it comes down to a seven-game series.
All right.
All right. Yep. Eddie. Yeah, we got time for one more squeeze in.
Yeah,
Speaking of the Lakers, what LeBron's been doing, scoring over 40 his last couple of games. What does that say, how hard it is for the Lakers to win, that LeBron has to score at that clip? Or is this just him being great at in year 20 and you just look at it that way? Well, if you're the Lakers,
I think that's how we got to look at it. Like, let's not look at how bad the Lakers have been and what he has to do for them to even be in to compete in games. Let's just look at what he's doing, like in year 20, and say, you know what? We are watching greatness. We are watching greatness, and it's you're not gonna miss it until it's gone, right? And then you'd be like, damn, I remember that. You know, you'd be talking to your grandkids. Oh, I remember that LeBron James. That's how they be talking. The OGs talk to you. Oh, I remember back when that LeBron James. Because they always say that the LeBron James, right? That's the LeBron James. You know, he could play some basketball. And he was like, well, why are we in the moment? Let's just appreciate it because it is amazing, man, what he's doing.
Hey, that's congratulations to your twins, too, Eddie. Didn't they get scholarships?
Oh yeah, they did get an offer. They got an offer. They ain't signed them, but they did get offers. Freshmen in high school, they got offers to Washington State. So salute to them,
already,
man.
Already getting offers.
Super proud.
Ain't that awesome? I thought that was nice. Yeah, great.
Yes, congratulations, my man.
Thank you.
All right,
and
brother,
also, their older brother, man, they 21 in the nation, right? I mean, they lost last night, but they was 21 in the nation at New Mexico, man, trying to do their thing over there too. So, man, you know, we out here hooping still.
All right. That's our man, E. House Hooper himself, and a heck of a coach, obviously, with all three of his kids. All right, brother, we appreciate it. Lamar Jackson talk next. Is his contract keeping him off the field, or lack of a contract? We'll get into that next. All right, couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And a big, huge game for the Baltimore Ravens this weekend. They play the Cincinnati Bengals for the division championship in the AFC North. Right now, Cincinnati 11-4. But of course, they're, you know, a game behind everybody. Baltimore 10-6. And it looks like, Rob G, looks like right now Lamar Jackson is not going to play. Right? The John Harbaugh said he wasn't sure when he'd return to practice. And so right now it's looking like he's not going to play. And something he didn't practice today. Something got me thinking about Lamar's motives, maybe. And that was a quote from Rich Eisen yesterday. Rich Eisen obviously plugged into the NFL. And Rob G, tell us what Rich said yesterday.
Rich yesterday on the Rich Eisen show talking about the Lamar Jackson situation.
I never missed the Rich Eisen show. Okay.
He said, quote, "I don't know what's going on, because when I spoke with the Ravens in week 15, they were saying, we're going to get Lamar back next week. He could have played now, but he doesn't want to play with a brace. He doesn't want to do this and that until he's 100%. Well, that would have been now 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and now and he's not practicing?
Not even practicing.
Rob, look, I don't know. No, there's been no reports about his contract, and we've getting very little about his health. But, Rob, I'm going to speculate that possibly this could be related to his contract. And I'm going to be honest, if it is, Rob, I'm not mad at him. We just saw, and I'm going to give Nick Wright credit for pointing this out on our show today, first things first. We just saw the Raiders, and Rob G, you know this well, in the middle. They still were in the playoff hunt. And they benched Derek Carr largely because if he got injured, you know, they'd have to pay him forward.
Right.
They made a strict business decision, and nobody's ripping them for it. And so if Lamar Jackson is making a business decision saying, number one, it's certainly possible I could get hurt. I don't have any guaranteed money coming my way for next year. And number two, what if, you know, if I'm rusty or if I'm only 85% right now, I could play, but I may not be at my best. What if I do that, I don't play well, and then they use it against me? Oh, Lamar, you've been hurt the last 2 years. Your production is down the last 2 years, and they use it against me in negotiations. So I'm going to show you what you are without me. And what they are with him, Rob, Super Bowl contender. What they are without him, not even a playoff team. 3-5 the last 2 years. So I don't know. I'm not saying this is what Lamar's doing, but if it is, I'm not mad at him.
I don't think he's doing this. If you were doing this, you should have done this at the start of the season to show your worth. We've seen it happen before. We talk about it all the time. Emmitt Smith in Dallas. Remember, Chris? How did he get paid? Missed the first two games. They went 0-2. Jerry came running with the checkbook.
Zeke Elliott, too.
Yeah, that's how you do it. I don't know. Like, it just doesn't feel like this would be the time to try to pull that, because you would then have to admit, right, that I was okay to play and I just didn't want to play because I want my money. You know what I mean? And then I would be like, do I really want that guy?
Well, he's got a cover.
You know, right?
I mean, we're speculating. He's got a cover that he's injured. Yeah.
If he says,
but
he's injured,
they may know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I mean, what do you think of Eisen's report? I mean, that's serious. If he was ready 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago,
and now he's not even practicing? I don't believe that. With a chance to play, you've played all, you know what I mean, this year, you didn't get your deal, and now you're pulling this at the end of the year. I don't know how that gets you a deal. I don't.
Well, look, I don't know if I should say unfortunately. Either way, Rob, it looks like they're probably going to franchise. Right? I mean, so... And that could work out for him. It worked out for Dak and his money and Kirk Cousins and all that. But that's where this seems to be headed. So I am with you on that part. You know, sit out or play. You probably get franchised either way. But we got an hour left of the Odd Couple. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.